Hi, well, I'm Tom Dawson. I'm a longtime collector of old playing cards and related matters, related ephemera.
And I'm Judy Dawson, Tom's wife, and equally as interested, even maybe more so.
Well, in terms of condition of cards, any collectible condition is very important in terms of value, but it's also important in terms of enjoyment. I think in cards you really go from what we call as issued, which really means it's just the way it was when it came from the factory. It's still in its original packaging and box, maybe a wrapper. May have been opened carefully and cards taken out and looked at, but it's back in. It's still perhaps in the same order it came from the factory. Then there's mint, which I think to everyone would be something that really hasn't been used and which still has some sparkle and shine from its
All sparkle and shine.
Okay. And if it had special edges, like the older cards often had golden edges, then they would still be shiny and you'd see all the gold. It wouldn't be anywhere. Then there would be, I think, excellent, or perhaps something near mint. Excellent to mint, we would call either near mint or excellent plus. That would show maybe a few signs of perhaps being slightly used, but then maybe looked at a number of times, but still not soiled or any bent cards or torn corners or any kind of damage at all. From there down, you go into very good and good.
Which is used, but has complete, yeah. And probably is still pretty clean. Good is just a deck that's good, you know, it's not bad. And then from then on, we don't even put anything on them, because basically they're just probably junk after that.
There's one other thing to say on that is you could have a deck that's mint, but one card is missing, or one card has been bent, but other than that it's mint. And I think we would describe that as mint, but with a, and then we would go ahead and describe the damage. Mint, but with a fault of some kind or another, or excellent with a fault. In collecting, again, completeness is very important, and completeness does include the packaging, the box usually that a deck came in.
And the joker, if a joker was present.
Exactly. And even extra cards, because most decks were printed with 56 cards, especially in the last 50, 60 years.
Not 56.
So they came in sheet. They were printed in sheets, so there were 56 on the sheet. There'd be a joker, there'd be often two jokers now in new cards. There'd be some kind of scorecard perhaps, or a title card or something that would be the 56th card. And often the 56th card would just be a back that's placed on the outside of the box.
I'm going to just go on to a little piece here, because we're doing this auction right now. And this is a very difficult thing, is to absolutely describe a deck completely. And so we're now sort of into as issued, mint, mint minus, excellent plus, excellent, excellent minus, etc. Because it really is sometimes very difficult to absolutely describe it to a T as mint or excellent. So even in our own collection, we probably have a little bit more than just excellent. We might have excellent minus or excellent plus.
And it's a bit subjective.
Yes, it's very subjective. It becomes a bit tricky. If it does not have that wrapper complete around it, I would call it mint.
Yeah,
If it's got the wrapper complete on it, even though if you maybe opened the wrapper to take a peek at the cards, I would describe it as issued, because I would have put the wrapper on exactly as it had been there before. So that might be the difference.
In other words, a wrapper that's been carefully slit so that the cards can be slid out and looked at and put back can be as issued. A wrapper that's been torn because people took the cards out to play with it, even if the wrapper's sort of been put back and folded back around the cards, would probably slip down from as issued to mint.
It is hard when, in our collection, for example, because we have been using our cards over the years for, first of all, the book, to photograph aces, etc., and also for our magazine that we produce. So in a sense, many of our mint or as issued decks may have slipped by half a whatever you call it.
Category.
Half of something.
You've gone from mint to mint minus, but just by use. That's right. When she said our book, I think she was referring to the Hoffman Encyclopedia of American Playing Cards, which covers all the brands that were issued by the American companies over the years, starting in around 1800 and up till the 1930s.
We're going to say this as many times as we can.